Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. It's with great gratitude that I welcome you to this call, welcome you to joining this sacred circle. Sacred means holy, and we are truly doing holy work from the inside out. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, the world economy, and within the world inside of each of us, and to do so under grace. For when we open ourselves up to be true vessels, instruments of peace, we truly reconnect with who we are, bringing in peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we start today's meditation, I'd like to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 160. If you are struggling, you are in the wrong place. Life is meant to be effortless, light, easy, flowing. Being in the wrong place is more about one's mental beliefs than a physical location. Our beliefs are learned thought patterns that magnetize our world. Like Velcro, we attract people, experiences, events that reflect our beliefs. For whatever we focus on expands. We're told, in the beginning there was the Word, and it was good. To believe anything else is to believe in strife, effort, hard, struggle. Notice the next time you find yourself trying to be or achieve anything. Notice if you feel light, ease, and flow. And if it is not so, simply be willing to let it go. Ask inside for the right place, the right next steps. The path will be made clear. The way will be revealed. Peace, harmony, and prosperity will flow again. I promise you, there is always an easy way that will bring you more than you could ever expect. Expect ease. Expect love. We'll keep that thought in mind, that message in mind, as we now go to our meditation. I invite you to join me in breathing into your heart center now. Simply breathe in the life force outside of you that's inside of you now and always has been. Breathe into your heart center this beautiful light. See it as light, the breath out there, light that is flowing inside of you now. Watch the light as it travels from the world outside of you into the world inside of you. Breathe into this light inside your heart center. Nice and easy breaths, just as we are told. Light, ease, and watch the light flow in and around your inner being now. We are connecting with the life force that always has been and always will be. Pure light, ease, flowing. This is true love. Breathe it into your heart center now. And with each breath that you follow the light inside, see the light inside of you expand. It may look like the midnight sky, and yet we're focused on that star inside, the one that's drawing you forth, the bright, clear one. It may look distant, but it's brilliant. Watch the light as you continue to breathe into that light inside of you. Pure peace. And we're simply breathing with ease. No trying, no strife, gentle, conscious breath. Notice your chest rise and fall. You are in harmony with the vibration, the energy of the universe. That is who you are. Peace inside. As you continue to breathe into your heart center, that beautiful star lighting up the midnight sky inside of you, the heavens inside of you, the cosmos inside of you, now under grace. All you do is breathe in light with gentle, easy breaths and watch the light flow exactly where you focus on, our heart center. Like the planet Venus or the sun outside, it simply grows brighter and brighter as we focus on it, filling every cell and atom of our being with pure, radiating love energy. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into this light. Perhaps it flows in circles like a kaleidoscope inside of you, pulsating, vibrating, love, love, and more love. You are simply connecting with your pure nature, the essence of your being, who you've always been and always will be, now, in the past, and the future, for there is only now. Pure love, an instrument of peace. There's no trying here. There simply is beingness. You are. Feel that peace inside as you allow yourself to float deeper and deeper as you follow the light inside. Allow yourself to be pure oneness with this light inside. That is your being. The light is the energy that flows all around you, outside of you, reconnecting with the core essence of who you are. For we are all energy. We all are light beings. We are all pure peace and love. And from this place, whatever you desire to receive, achieve, you may think you may need. This is the place that manifests all and does so under grace. And if you allow yourself to be one with this place, and rather than deciding, allow it to guide you, the right place to be in, the right next steps, the right words, you will be told from this pure place of potentiality, this pure place of absolute pool of peace. This is the place where all things that are meant to be arise from. To choose otherwise is to come from our mental self, to come from our thinking self, to come from our man-made self. It's not real. That's how sometimes people create what's called a house of cards, kind of like what appears to be in the outside world right now, in the world economy, perhaps in the world you've created. No problem. It's not real. Inside, this is real. Whatever has appeared on the outside may be transformed almost instantly, the more you believe, know, and trust the world inside of you, breathing into this heart center, the star of your universe, connecting with pure peace and love, the inner wisdom, the higher wisdom, the truth of all things that's here for your good. For that is all there really ever is. All is well. Everything happens for your good. And the place to start, the place to end, the place to stay connected with is in this beautiful star within your inner cosmos. Being one with who you are, a radiating center of love, an instrument of peace. And from this place right now, if you desire, simply ask a question. Whatever it is that you'd like to know, perhaps your next right steps, what to focus on, who to speak with. I would suggest going a step higher. Ask what it is in your highest and best good to know right now. And when you receive that simple and clear answer, ask again, how do I proceed? And simply be willing come back to this place again and again with a full, expecting, loving heart, and know you'll receive exactly what you need with ease, peace, and you will manifest exactly what you want with abundance. Under grace, now. And take a moment to thank the star-like center inside of you, this crystalline energy inside, this pure light of wisdom inside, your higher self, your God self, your all-knowing self. This is your authentic self. Bless it and thank it for continually looking out for you. All you have to do is listen and act on this guidance from a place of peace. And know it is done. Under grace, now. Feel that love. And to be in any other place is to not stay connected with who you are. It's okay. We live in a 3D world, it appears. Plenty of times to come back here. And when the world appears to be too much, snap your fingers and come right back. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes to connect with the core of your being. It will never forsake you. It will always be here, radiating pure wisdom, with ease and lightness. Take a conscious breath, or two or three, into your heart center as you say thank you again and allow yourself to come back with that wisdom into your physical body and physical world again, knowing that you are always one with all that is. Peace, harmony, and prosperity. Perhaps move your fingers a little and your toes. Sway your head gently back and forth. Come on back. Breathe in that light again. Feel your chest rise and fall. And know that you are one with the life force of the universe. You are a child of God, and all is well. I bless you and thank you for remembering who you are, embracing who you are, and living from this place every moment of every day. If by chance you seem to disconnect, you'll know it. Life will feel hard. Strife, effort. Catch it, release it, and come back to being who you are, the child of God, the instrument of peace. I bless you and thank you. Namaste.